proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our final sessions on the blessings of Moses found in Deuteronomy chapter 33, we read that Moses reminded the Israelites of all the benefits which God had in store for them. Quote, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Unquote. God would ensure that the Jewish people experience safely. He had promised them in Deuteronomy chapter 28 that, if they obey them, quote, All people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Unquote. God reminded the Jews about this promise in Isaiah chapter 33. To those who walk uprightly, God promised that they, quote, shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Unquote. The Jewish nation would not need any other protector but God, and no other protection but that which God would provide them. In Deuteronomy 32, Moses told the Jews how, quote, the Lord alone did lead him, referring to them. The Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Unquote. Whenever a Jewish leader sought an alliance with the Gentile nations for the purpose of protecting his people from their enemies, such a decision invariably worked to their detriment. For example, King Ahaz of Judah became a vassal of the Assyrian Empire to defend his subjects against an alliance composed of Syria and the northern kingdom of Israel. How did that work out? According to 2 Chronicles chapter 28, quote, Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, came unto him and distressed him, but strengthened him not. Unquote. God alone would provide for the needs of the Israelites as well. He is the Lord of the harvests and master of the weather, and as such would ensure that the Jewish nation reaped the bounty of the earth, provided they obeyed him. In Deuteronomy 33, Moses pointed out the uniqueness of the Jewish nation's relationship with God. Quote, Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help? And who is the sword of thy excellency? Unquote. God delivered the Jewish people from bondage in Egypt. As the author of Psalm 136 put it, he, quote, brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. Unquote. God protected the Jewish nation from the devices of their enemies. The book of Esther, for instance, contained a detailed account of how God, working behind the scenes, thwarted a plan to eliminate all of the Jews in the Persian Empire. God intervened continually on behalf of the Jews. In a battle against five Canaanite kings, described in the 10th chapter of the book of Joshua, quote, The Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them, with reference to the invading armies of the Canaanite kings. The Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them, unto Azekah, and they died. Unquote. Moses assured the Israelites of his day that, quote, Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Unquote. The God who would fight on their behalf possessed greater might than any of Israel's enemies did. Moses' address to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 33 was the last major event of his life. When he completed that speech, he ascended Mount Nebo. He died there, God burying him in the land of Moab. The Israelites would flourish under their new leader, Joshua. They would flourish because God had chosen in his sovereignty to bless them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.